there are a lot of confusing terms out there. I think it's important to think about how we use these terms and try to use them meaningfully and consistently if possible. I think promising practices is an especially important term to be thinking about and to be using, because not everything out there is necessarily identified as an evidence-based practice. I think sometimes we slip into a way of thinking where we think of things as evidence-based practices and everything else. We think if I'm a good educator, I'm trying to do good things for my students, I want to only use evidence-based practices. And it would be the rare day, I think, where you could go through an entire day of teaching and use only evidence-based practices. We have to think of ways to prioritize non-evidence-based practices and not think of them as all the same. So when we have some research evidence that something works and we can consider it promising, that's important to know. And it's when we should prioritize evidence-based practices first. But if we don't identify any relevant evidence-based practices, or the one or two evidence-based practices that we did identify ended up not working for particular students, then promising practices are a very good next step that we can go to instead of just saying, well, I have no idea what to do next. The other reason that something might not be identified as an evidence-based practice is that we have good research that show that it doesn't produce meaningful positive effects, or that it actually does harm. We don't want to use that. That obviously wouldn't be a promising practice. We don't have enough evidence-based practices to address every situation for every learner. We're going to have to go down to kind of a next level, which are promising practices. And I think that's okay.